If you're through, I was going to say if you're through, but you're not through.
Yeah, so I was going to say that personally, I would not vote for number two.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to call on Afia, and then I'll call on myself. So go ahead, Afia.
I wanted to also add that should the responsibility of the finance staff be supervision of the finance staff be in someone else, it's unfair to then hold the CFO responsible for the reports that come out of his shop where he's not in control, both as it relates to the foundation and as it relates to the law. And when I say the law, I mean the state, federal, the IRS, the FCC, or whoever, whatever other legal entities there are that refer to the reports that come out of the financial side of the foundation.
Okay.
So I would add that as an argument against number two.
All right. First, I have a question for Dominga. I thought of the term general supervision for number two. Would that be an appropriate term to use to describe what we're talking about, that the staff, including the national finance staff, with the exception of the CFO, would be under the general supervision of the ED? Or is that just a vague term that really doesn't mean anything?
It's the general supervision of the ED? That could work. I mean, I think hearing everybody's opinions and rereading this all, the only thing that I would say is, like I said at the beginning of the call, it's not to take away the national finance staff directly reporting to the CFO so that he doesn't, you know, or that position wouldn't have any oversight over reports that would be coming out of his area, his finance area. It would be that the national finance staff are included within the bylaws, and then hopefully whenever we get to the job descriptions, in the term Pacifica staff or all Pacifica staff. I think, you know, to play devil's advocate, there are a lot of financial health clauses in the ED job description where if we're really going to pull the two out, that shouldn't be in the ED's job description either then, which kind of brings us to three, where we explicitly pull the two apart.
Well, and I'll say in defense of number two, which I view as a compromise, not an ideal solution, because I think the problem is deeper than we can really reach here. I think that in defense of number two, as I read it, I think it's an arrangement that could work, provided that there was willingness, for example, for the executive director, you know, to stay out of the micromanagement field with the financial staff, and for the chief financial officer to be, you know, generous in allowing the executive director access to the finance staff in, you know, in a way that's not disruptive to operations or not intrusive or prejudicial to the output of the, you know, finance office. In other words, so what I'm saying is I see number two as something that could work, but I think that what we're probably seeing on this call is that number two sets off alarm bells and may do so on the national board. I'm not sure. So in defense of number two, I see it as a compromise that's probably not, you know, going to make anyone really happy except for those of us that like it when nobody wins. And I mean nobody in the, you know, general sense.
I also think, Jack, the other thing that I would caution about just doing away with number two altogether, if we're going to decide on one of the other options, would be that, you know, in a legal sense, if something comes up, kind of like what AC was saying before, if we do have a policy that says, hey, no smoking in the lunchroom, and somebody on the national finance staff does and then says and then makes the argument that they weren't beholden to the same policy because of the breakout and didn't hear the same sort of policy. I mean, are we going to have to double up our policy then? Are there going to be separate policies for that? Are they going to be, you know? So
yeah,
I just think that's something to consider doing away with that.
Yeah, and I think that one reason that this issue, you know, is coming to a head like this is because when the bylaws were drafted and approved, there was a lot of readiness to take on a lot of responsibility, such as, you know, holding elections and doing a lot of these things, and the board gradually becomes somewhat overwhelmed. So there may be a feeling that the board took on too much in taking on the oversight of the chief financial officer and, by implication, the finance staff. So that's another, I think that's another argument that would bolster number two in my mind.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, that the oversight of the chief financial officer it creates this redundancy that Dominguez alluding to, potential redundancy of having to create policies and then communicate them both to the CFO and to the ED, and have, you know, the board would have to be, I guess, at some point concerned that policies were being carried out in both departments.
Right.
Is that what you're saying, Dominguez?
Yeah.
Right.
This is, well, Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Let's take the no smoking example. I guess, you know, my only frame of reference is where I worked, which is corporate America. Is that if something no smoking would come out, that would come from human resources. So what part does the human resources director play in all of this?
That's a good question. most of the definitions, and I think what I'm kind of concerned about here is that a lot of the policies, the way they're laid out, is the Pacifica Handbook for Staff, right? And what we're defining here is Pacifica staff. So one of the things, so if I send out a policy that says all Pacifica staff, we're now deciding what all Pacifica staff means. And that's why Jack and I are both saying, well, then what is that? You know, that's going to be a larger question that we'll have to discuss with the PMB. Does that mean now if we do away with number two, that now there has to be policies in place administration-wise and then finance-wise? Because we're defining the national staff outside of all Pacifica staff?
No, I think that the discussion was about had to do with accountability and basically power sharing, to put it quite bluntly. So,
well, I mean, I've said a couple of times, I don't, to me, in number two, and I understand that it may not be explicit enough and we have to work on the language, I am not saying that the finance staff wouldn't report directly to the CFO anymore. You know, that wasn't my intent in writing that. And now my concern is we do define them outside of all Pacifica staff. What is the implication?
In terms of policies, well, and procedures, is that what you're saying? That there would have,
right,
to be either a separate set or they would have to be worded so that it was clear that they included both
right,
components of staff. All right. AC, you were trying to speak, I think.
Yeah, I was just trying to say that if there were language that would, distinguishable language in the sense that could lay out that differences, then that should, you know, could be considered, I think, by us. But we would have to watch the language in the sense that you wouldn't want the ED to be able to supervise the finance staff, as you were saying earlier. But the ED could set standards and policy for all staff in terms of how they conducted themselves in the affairs. But that's different from saying that I will come in and tell a specialist on accounts how to run their business, you know, that.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, listening to your opinions, that's kind of coming to mind is if, you know, in a hypothetical situation, if the CFO were out at a station or just out of the office for whatever reason, and an issue was to come up with one of the national finance staff.
Yeah.
I think that not just policy-wise, but, you know, if something were to come up that needed an immediate decision, finance, I don't know what it could be. I can't think of an example off the top of my head.
That's why
How does that play, then, if we break that out? I mean, disempowering the ED from making that decision? Is that...
This is Neil.
No. It depends on... Well, let me finish this one thing, Neil. I'm saying that if you... In terms of the general conduct of staff, whatever that was, it seems to me that the ED could have something to say about that. But in terms of saying that I want a different policy set up for managing accounts in the Pacifica network, that's a different sort of animal. If you could come up with a memorandum of understanding, Dominguez, that would make those kinds of distinguishing factors. I don't see, you know, certainly the smoking issue, the issue of conduct in the office, the issue of conduct in relationships, and all of that, of course, a lot of that comes under your authority anyway. There could be some sort of a memorandum of understanding between the CFO and you and the staff. That's different. What I'm trying to steer clear of is the issue of defining financial issues, because my assumptions are, and I think this is true, and maybe you can answer that for us, is that there are other people on the finance staff in case the CFO was out of town or incapacitated in any way, who could conduct the staff, who could be deputized to run the staff. Because there are many independent experts, on the in the finance area. Does that make sense to you? I mean, I don't know. It seems to me they could take over if that was the case, and that wouldn't take away from the ED's overall responsibility of managing staff. It just would restrict them when it comes to the question, because the board already have restrictions on who signs checks,
I understand what you're saying. I think, you know...
Could you draft language to that effect for us?
I don't know. I mean, I really think that the understanding of, you know, how the executive reporting relationship is going to be should be a decision by the PMB, and then I can work on the language from there and go back to you guys with drafts. But, you know...
This is Nia.
Ishia,
after Mia,
please.
Actually,
okay.
can I just
hear you?
No, yeah. I had an HR emergency, just for an example, when I first started working for Pacifica, and couldn't get a hold of RED and went to our CFO. And I really think that, you know, breaking it out this way, if something happens or I just whatever, you know, example you want to think of, that allowance might break down there for the national finance staff and for myself, actually.
Yeah.
So I would really look at just, you know, at that choice and see what we want to do there. I just caution against breaking out a department from the overall definition of all Pacifica staff.
Yeah, I'm going to call on Nia, then Afia, then I'm going to call on myself. So, Nia, go ahead.
My question is twofold, please, to Dominguez. Dominguez, when you say all staff, could you just is there some place where that's written just to refresh my memory? Because I do have a comment about the all staff. My interpretation of all staff, when I hear all staff, It means just that all staff, not just the folks in the National Finance Office, it's the GMs, it's the PDs, it's the paid staff. That's so what I just try, why are we concentrating on the National Finance staff when we say all staff? All staff means all staff to me.
Because so there was a provision in the job descriptions that were proposed. The job descriptions that were proposed that we were working on drafting, there was an asterisk on the bottom that said on the ED job description that the CF, that all staff in the ED job description, with the exception of the National Finance staff. And so that's why we're discussing it, because whichever way the PMB decides, that asterisk currently exists on the ED job description, which it shouldn't. I mean, even if you guys want it to go that way, we're going to need to move that onto the CFO job description. That's why we're discussing it in terms of just the National Finance staff.
Okay, well, I think that's the problem right there. Right, going back to my first comment, that all staff means all staff.
Great.
But how could that near be the case?
Okay,
when you're saying that the CFO is accountable to the board, I mean, how can the CFO staff, I just want to finish this one point. How can the CFO staff not be obligated to be by the CFO? I mean, if you yield on that point, then you're saying that the CFO can have his staff, you know, supervised willy-nilly, which
no,
is contrary to his responsibility. So there has a, that's why I was trying to make a distinction between the CFO and the general supervision of all staff and the specific supervision of the technical dimension of staff. That's what I meant.
Okay. Afia, you've been waiting to speak patiently.
I need to understand, I think it's two things. One is a question that was raised earlier, and that is, what is the function of the human resources person in the scheme of things, number one. And number two, what is the relation of the human resources person to this committee? Is it to provide technical assistance, is that limited to opinion? Does that include assisting in, to the extent of drafting language that we request to be drafted?
As far as I understand, I'm part of management, not governance. Obviously, I see that we all report into the PMB ultimately. I'm not certain how the human resources director started reporting out to the personnel committee, or how that relationship began. Maybe if Evelyn were on the phone, she could make that a little bit more clear, since it predates my relationship with Pacifica. Currently, Pacifica, and this is something that we're going to get into at the PMB, Pacifica's standing handbook is from 1996. A lot of human resources isn't written into the handbook. It was written before you had a human resources department. So currently the handbook, what it says is that the person, that if there's a grievance or something like that, it goes to the attention of the ED.
Do you have a job description?
Do I have a job description?
Yeah.
I have one. I'm not sure if the one I have is the actual job description on file or not.
Where did the one that you have come from?
Where did it come from? It was the first time that I was hired as interim human resources director.
So it's a function of a contract, or it's a function of a...
of a posting.
Okay. Would you mind emailing a copy of that to me?
I don't have it. I don't know. I need to go look into the office.
Okay.
I've been given, if you want to know that, is what was on the posting that I replied to.
Are you raising that question because of the hypothetical situation that the HR director may have recourse to another executive if one of them is, you know, away and there's a crisis? Or
I'm asking it because I want to understand the fund. What we're trying to do is to come up with a recommendation to the PNB, as I understand, and what my efforts are directed towards. So if we can come to a consensus among ourselves as to what that should look like, then my question then becomes, who's responsible for drafting that? And I keep hearing you refer to Dominga, so the question then becomes whether or not she's has a duty to, or she's willing to draft that language of our recommendation. Now, what I also hear is that she has a recommendation that she wants to make as HR person, and that there's a conflict between the two. And in light of that, some resistance to drafting the clause that seems to be emerging from the committee. And if it's not her responsibility to draft language that reflects the will of the committee, then I would find it helpful to know that, and then so that we can make some decision about how we get that done.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'd like to say that I think that this is the PNB's choice. I don't think, and the committee's choice.
And no one's attempting to take it away from them, Dominga. We have our work, and the PNB has theirs.
Okay. I think it's
about
the
how we do ours. That's my only concern, how we do ours.
Okay. I mean, I don't have to participate on these calls if you would not like me to. It's fine.
Oh.
I don't think that's the logical extension of the comments that I made.
Well, we can leave it to the committee, but I mean, I just want Dominga to know that I appreciate her expertise. We have varying spectrum of levels of expertise on this committee. I probably have the lowest level, and I appreciate having somebody, you know, providing a professional advice and perspective. The committee has a role to perform in service of the national board, and I think we've stayed focused on that. And we also have, I think, an obligation to bring proposals to the national board that the board, can accept, not necessarily will accept, but can accept. And I think what we're doing by going through these three items is fully exploring what the issues are and what the conceivable resolution can look like that comes out of the national board. And if the HR director wants to weigh in, that's fine. If we want to call on the HR director for advice, that's fine. If we don't want to, that's fine. And if the HR director doesn't want to weigh in and isn't directed to, that's also fine. So we don't have to have, I mean, this is a consensual relationship. We don't have to stay in it if we don't want to, or if we choose to continue, it's fine. But anyway, Sophia, do you want to respond to anything I said or Dominga said?
My only question is it seems to me, well, the resolution is, apparently, that they're... No, I don't want to change my position.
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question about, and maybe it's a number four that needs to be drafted, and that there are four choices as opposed to three choices. My concern is that the recommendation reflects the will of the committee. Even if we say all of these other things, that the recommendation is the will of the committee, and what that, and what the, whatever the language of that is. And maybe what we need to do is to finish this process of voting up or down the number two and number three, and determine whether a number four is required.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I understand what Afia is saying now.
Okay. Okay, Dominga, go ahead.
I've only been on the calls that I've been invited onto, and past personnel committee meetings. If there was a motion or language that came out of the committee, the secretary of the committee drafted that language.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe it was as simple as that. Well, anyway, that's why if we're happy that the wording of number two is reflective of the intent behind number two, I think it's clear. In order to flesh it out would require adding a lot that would make it cumbersome. And I think we all on this call fully understand what's intended. I'm wondering if we could go to a vote on it as is. Vote it up or down. Is there any discussion of that idea?
Well, can there be a...
What's your vote?
Well, I was asking a question. Okay, can I answer the question? Okay, the question is that do you see, and I've asked, I think, twice about any compromise language that could go there that would make those distinguishing? It's clear that we don't want to disrespect the none of the people involved here, nor the ED, nor the CFO. So it seems to me that there should be some attempt to with compromise language that won't interfere with either one. But, you know, and I thought we had a pretty good layout when we indicated that general supervision as opposed to specific supervision when it comes to specific technical dimensions of the job performance or the operation. Committee. I haven't heard anyone mention any of that. And I think I asked you, Dominguez, if you thought that there were languages you could draft to that effect, or anybody else for that matter.
You know, I don't want to be perceived as getting in the way of the committee. If you want to draft language to that extent, feel free. I would be, you know, it kind of sounds like there's a little bit of defense as to whether or not I have an opinion, and so I would rather not draft it so that it doesn't look like I'm, you know, getting in the way of the committee.
No, we're inviting you to. I mean, as we said.
Yeah, I would rather not.
None of us have any problem.
I would rather that come out of governance itself.
Oh, okay, well. All
right. Well, I think that what's clear in number two is that it puts the national finance staff in the subordinate role to the ED. Ultimately, like it or not, and leaves the CFO-ED relationship in a collaborative mode, which number one does not do, and is probably why I see it as the compromise item.
Jack, this is Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Nia, it's not that I'm trying to say if I don't know if I made myself clear earlier, right? When I talked about the all staff, right? The finance staff is part of Pacifica staff. And I think I said it's subject to the Pacifica rules, right? But the issue there is who hires them, supervises, evaluates, and terminates them. And it sounds like this will mean that the ED will do all of the above. That's what it seems like to me. And that's why I'm against striking it. I think it's setting us up for more confusion if we do that. That's the bottom line, in my opinion.
But it seems, Nir, if I could...
Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, Nir, your position seem to make no distinctions about who, in fact, supervises the staff. I mean, if you're not taking into account that that's a professional staff with a specific focus and a responsibility in handling the finances. And that's why I was asking for some compromise language, and I thought that what our chair had said with respect to collaborative relations, maybe that should be something that should be added.
So may I cross talk, Chair?
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Okay, you're absolutely right on your last point. The collaboration should be further down in the job, in both job descriptions somewhere. Because remember, I am dealing strictly with two positions. I'm not dealing with any personalities. So that's why I want to make that clear. That these documents should work for anybody who gets any of these positions.
Yeah, if I could just say, I have this example in mind, and it may be clear to me because I'm at K, and it may not be clear to everyone, but the archives are housed in the same building as KPFK. They have a heavy door on them, and they have their own climate-controlled area, and they're completely separate units. They're defined as separate units in our whatever our charter is that defines our units. The head of the archives and the general manager that I'm aware of have any specific need to interact except over, you know, minor logistical matters if there was no cause. And there is interaction with the station. Producers, programmers often avail themselves of the archives, go up there physically, and, you know, there's a lot of interaction, which is on a business level, but there isn't interaction between management of KPFK and management of the archives. And they both answer to the ED, so there's a fork in the chain of responsibility. And I think what number three, which I think this committee is probably headed towards recommending, will create a fork between the national finance, essentially create a department or a unit reportable to the PNB, separate from the rest of the Pacifica staff, as far as I can tell. And it will raise some questions about some policies that may not be specifically addressed to both finance and Pacifica staff, unless that could be covered in some sort of policy that's general and states that policies, procedures of this genre apply to both the finance staff and all Pacifica staff. Anyway, I'm just sort of going on too long with this, but I mean, it seems clear to me what these options mean. It seems clear what the intent of number two is. Unless there's any confusion, maybe we can just vote it up or down as is.
Let's vote it up or down.
Okay, any objections? All right, I'll get my tally sheet up. Okay, voting yes or no on number two. Thea?
No.
Okay. Nia?
No.
Okay. AC?
No.
Okay, and I won't vote. So that's 3-0-0-yes. And that leaves the remaining option number three, and I think Thea has raised the specter of a number four, and I'm not sure what you had in mind, Thea.
Well, could I propose that we amend number three, the second sentence? Actually, I would suggest that we write the language all together, and to make it a more affirming and positive. But that, in essence, it would be that the financial and administrative departments, recognizing the distinct functions of the financial and administrative departments, having both reporting directly to the board and working collaboratively with each other.
Right.
Both report directly to the board. Okay.
I'm sorry. No, I was saying also, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to type something here. Does somebody see what I've got? So rather than saying splitting the financial and administrative departments, we'll say recognizing the distinct, what was it, something like that?
Nature and function.
Nature and function. For acknowledging... acknowledging the distinct nature and function of the finance and administrative departments, respectively.
Right.
And both reporting directly to the board and working collaboratively with each other.
Exactly.
That seems to work. So... acknowledging the distinct nature and function of the finance and administrative departments, respectively, and both reporting directly to the board and working collaboratively with each other. Is that Nia humming?
Yeah, that's Nia humming. I'm so sorry. The splitting, let's see. The splitting.
But right,
the splitting.
They're already split.
Yeah. Everybody's split, right? Right now they are.
Yeah.
Well, I'll not comment on that. So we would take out the word splitting, which does have a somewhat negative connotation, and acknowledging the distinct nature and function of the two departments.
Right. Having both report directly to the board. Something of that.
Yeah. Having both report
directly to the board.
Directly to the board.
But to make that crystal clear.
Yes. So the second sentence number two would read acknowledging the.
Let me stop you. And the bylaws provide that the both report to the board. Does it not?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There's
so
no
let's
question
put that,
about that.
Okay. And we could put that in there. As provided for in the bylaws.
The bylaw, but it's going to come out. So, and having both report directly to the board, as provided for in the bylaws, and working collaboratively with each other. It's sort of, or
yeah,
do you
awkward.
Put,
yeah.
Or do you put in working collaboratively with each other as per the bylaws? It doesn't necessarily. Something that's explicit in the bylaws. So I think the implication with all three options is that they function within the context of the bylaws.
Okay.
Whatever ambiguities are perceived in the bylaws may not all be agreed on.
Yeah. And,
so maybe we can leave that out because it's awkward to get it in there.
Right. Could we, because we're doing it on live stream, and being able to concentrate and think.
Yeah, it's also 10 o'clock, so maybe we could do a draft and circulate it.
Okay.
Yes.
Since we're settled
right.
on number three by default, and since I think there's support for number three, we can waive the election process. And I'll send this out as sentence number two to the committee.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I took the trouble to type this up, this substitute that Afia suggested, to sentence number two of item three.
Okay. And also, I'm sorry, Chair, I'm just hogging the meeting.
Which will be the recommendation of this committee to the National Board.
Right. I still feel, I mean, we're all directors. Let me just remind all of us that we are directors. Maybe we should have option for the directors, meaning that we should work on it. I don't know, have something prepared for the weekend. It seems that we should go in with some language.
Is there any reason that this can't be it?
Document?
This is the document.
Are you talking about an elaborate...
This is a suggestion.
Policy? Yeah.
This is just a suggestion, but based on this, because we have all those job descriptions, I still feel that we should have something, two working documents to present to the board. It just seems more organized, you know. It will take up less time. Maybe there's something that we could work on between now and Wednesday or whatever. That means work for you, Jack. I hear that laugh.
I was going to say it. I don't know. I've seen a lot of these plans sort of trail off into nothing. So between now and Wednesday, oh boy, I've got
I cannot.
It's really going to be tough.
And if you want to do the draft and circulate it, I'll respond to it, but I definitely cannot assume that responsibility.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I can do a little cut and pasting, you know, just have with,
We also have to be cautious about taking action appropriate to an open meeting and then taking that action, you know, into email or something. So what I've just sent out, if we can approve this as our recommendation to the PNB to be brought in Houston, if there's no objection, I'll read it one more time in its entirety.
Okay.
Number three, it is made explicit in the job description that the national finance staff and the CFO are out of the realm of responsibility of the executive director, acknowledging the distinct nature and function of the finance and administrative departments respectively, and having both report directly to the board and working collaboratively with each other.
Okay, I would suggest that it is made explicit in the job descriptions that the national finance staff and CFO I think that language, I have a problem with that language, which I find...
Should it be perhaps something like, are independent of the administrative... I don't know, it's not a department.
You wouldn't want to use independent, because they're interdependent.
Well,
out of the realm
that's
of...
That's the word. That's the word.
Interdependent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That the administrative and finance components of the foundation are interdependent.
Yes.
And are out of the realm of responsibility. And to say, we would have to say specifically that we believe that the administrative is under the direction of the ED and the finance under the direction of the CFO, both of which report to the board and work collaboratively with each other.
But where do we put the interdependence?
I think we probably wind up with one sentence. Whereas
so could I try something?
Go ahead.
It is, what is it? I'm trying to remember this now. It is made explicit in the job description that the national finance staff and CFO are responsible.
Whereas the office of the CFO and national finance staff and the ED and administrative. But is administrative as broad as is actually supervised? Does that cover the staff of the network, or should we? Is that what we put including?
Well, I think. I think in this context, administrative as opposed to the national finance staff. AC, did you want to say something?
No, I was just saying the interdependence of the, in recognition of the interdependence of the two, they would both report to the national board as well as to work collaboratively, you know, within their respective spheres or whatever you want to call that, however you want to frame that. In other words,
I guess I'm not sure what interdependence really means. It seems to actually muddy what was a fairly clear proposal to me. Working collaboratively, interdependence in the sense that they both depend upon Pacifica for assistance? No, that isn't it.
Yeah, they both are operating within Pacifica.
Yeah.
They're both interdependent on within the context of Pacifica. In other words, and that's why you ask them to work collaboratively, isn't it? I would assume that that's the case.
And working collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the two.
Yeah, right. And there's one thing that I'm... Okay, I think that's fine if we work it out in the precise language. At least... You want to try citing it again?
Yeah. So it would, sentence two would be acknowledging the distinct nature and function of the finance and administrative departments respectively and having both report directly to the board and working collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the two.
Right.
I don't want to call them departments if they're not formalized. I guess we've already called them departments.
Yeah, they are.
Interdependence of the two departments.
Okay.
Okay, so how do we feel about that?
Okay, so are you then
retaining
the sentence number one?
Yeah, well, I am. At this point, it is made explicit in the job descriptions that the national finance staff and the CFO are out of the realm of responsibility of the ED. And then sentence two. Otherwise, I think it's not saying very much. Sentence two is a qualifier to sentence one. Sentence two sort of softens sentence one.
Can we then say, and the CFO are not the responsibility?
Are not the responsibility.
Right.
This is probably a mistake, but could it be not the direct responsibility? That implies that they're indirectly responsible. And that
right,
sort of
that's what I was going to say that.
Okay.
I was going to say that, yes.
You were going to say that's a mistake, right?
No, I was going to say using the term direct.
Say not the direct responsibility of the ED?
Right.
I would go for that, but does everyone else go for it?
Yeah, you know something, Jen? I really don't like the negative wording, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think
I think you should just say exactly what it is, but, you know, I'm trying to think about what you guys are talking, and it's difficult for me. So say, maybe could we work on this and then circulate it? Or we can't do business?
Well, we don't have a lot of time before Friday.
It shouldn't take that long. I mean, it shouldn't take that long. Try to put it as what it's supposed to be, not what it's not. That I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, it's National Science Day of the COR. Well, you would
eliminate both direct and indirect.
You could say our.
Made explicit in the job description.
That the National Finance Dev and the CFO are reportable directly to the PNB, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Now, that would be
affirmative.
That takes the negative.
That's good. Right.
Yeah.
That would be affirmative, yes.
And then the finance and administrative departments of the organization report directly to the board. That's it.
No, that's what he has, a reportable to the PNB.
Yeah.
And work collaboratively with one another or with each other.
Okay.
We could actually dispense with part of sentence two then.
Yeah.
Because it's redundant. So it is made explicit in the job descriptions that the national finance staff and the CFO are reportable directly to the PNB and work collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the two departments.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that really puts it in a more positive frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds very good.
And put CFO before CFO and national.
Yeah, that's good.
So would you read it again, please?
Yeah. A little cut here. All right. It is made explicit in the job descriptions that the CFO and national finance staff are both reportable directly to the PNB and work collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the two departments.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. It's nice and crisp and clear.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to send this out so I can clean it up a little.
Is Dominga?
Yeah.
Still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to add. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chair. I didn't ask to be recognized.
Oh, go ahead, Nia. I'm doing some copy editing here. Go ahead.
What was I going to ask you now? Shoot. Yeah. I'll do it in executive session.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Well, I just want to say one thing, Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead, AC.
I just want to let Dominguez understand that we appreciate her work and what she's been trying to do to help us. And we hope that she, will join with us, on other matters that needs to be resolved.
Well, I just didn't want to participate in the wording because it kind of sounded like it was being inferred that I had a bias.
No.
I didn't want to participate that to muddy that or get in the way of the committee in any way.
Yeah, okay.
So out it goes. Okay, I just sent the latest revision.
Well, we thank you for getting us started.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but that was a good benchmark. Okay. What's next, Chair?
Okay, so are we agreed on that wording? I just want to make sure that there's no misunderstanding that this is the wording that will be presented in Houston as the recommendation of the committee.
No misunderstanding.
Okay, fine. In that case, Let's see.
Okay,
now.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right thing. Number three, the last one.
Yeah, it begins number three. It is made explicit in the job descriptions that the CFO and national finance staff are both reportable directly to the PNB and work collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the two departments. Oh, it isn't clear what the two departments are. In recognition of the interdependence of the finance and administrative departments.
Right.
It has to be.
Yeah. Okay, my number three doesn't read that one.
Can you accept this?
Okay. I'll
send this out. Yeah, what he's read is fine.
Yeah, I'll send this out. I'll call it something else. I'll call it final wording, cross my fingers.
Okay.
Okay.
Level decrease. And okay, it's going out as final wording. And I just got it back. It is made explicit in the job descriptions that the CFO and national finance staff are both reportable directly to the PNB and work collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the finance and administrative departments.
Okay.
Okay.
Could we let that go at that rather than...
Yeah. If we're done with that, I need to go back to the question of the next call, because I just realized I have a conflict.
Yeah. On that date?
Yeah.
That's
the election committee.
Oh, really? Are you sure? That's funny. I checked the calendar. I didn't see anything there. The 28th of April? Maybe they haven't posted it.
Yeah.
Yep. That happened the last time with the audit and election.
It's election committee, huh? What about April the 30th, which is a Wednesday?
That's fine for me.
That's good. Okay. April 30th.
Chair?
At 8 p.m. Yes, Nia?
Would you kill me if I said, now that I'm seeing it, my mind works better that way. It says, it is made explicit in the job descriptions that the CFO and national staff are both reportable directly to the PNB only and work collaboratively with each other in recognition of the interdependence of the two departments. Would it be a problem to add only?
It might be a problem when it gets to the national board.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to decrease your odds of getting it approved, you could add that.
I mean, it's implied, but it's making it clear.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go either way. I mean, it's fine if everybody's happy with it.
I would leave it if I were you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But that's not going to prevent anything. We will all see. But it's okay.
Well, okay, and now it is in Eastern time. It's 10:17. I'm wondering if we should move on to our executive session.
I would appreciate it.
Okay, is there any objection?
No.
Hearing none. John O'Mala, are you there?